Often we happily spend money on maintaining our vehicles and homes, but are more reluctant to do so with our own bodies. While diet, exercise and clean living can go so far, our bodies sometimes can't keep up with demands, and then injuries, aches and pains tend to become increasingly troublesome. This is because some of the vital nutrients the body uses to maintain our joints and general well-being have become depleted. On the flip side, it's astounding how well the body heals when it has what it needs. With Kane's Deer Velvet on board, the body is refueled with amazing nutrients it uses in maintaining the immune system, bones, joints, circulation and general well-being. With the tank topped up, it can get on with the magic of healing and restoration. Find out more at www.canesdeervelvet.com and use the code STAGRAW252 for a 20% discount. Welcome back to the 200 Club. R.W. Nicholson, Cherry Ridge, Kaimanawa Rangers, 1997. Be sure to leave a rating on the show, whatever platform you're listening to. It helps more people learn about some of our amazing New Zealand big game records. So, 5x5 on this one. It's 30x2x30x2, and a spread of 27 and 2, a span of 20 and 2/8. The beams are 4 and 5 by 4 and 4, and the coronets are 7 and 6 by 7 and 7. So brow tines, 9 and 2 by 8 and 7. The trays are 6 and 4/8 by 6. The inner tops are 5 and 6/8 by 5 and 6/8. Nice. And the outer tops are 10 and 4/8 by 10 and 6/8. Again, nice. And the outer of the outer top is left side 9 and 1/8. And the right side is 8 inches. The total here is 210 3/4. It was Friday, April 18, a fine day with a gentle breeze blowing from the south. Nicholson was on his way to hunt an area in which he had located 2 years before and where he had not previously met with much success. The area was bounded by 2 ridges and lay to the north. With the breeze in his favour, Nicholson crossed the first ridge, passing a tree with recent signs of rubbing on its trunk. Almost at the same time, he observed a spiker about 30 metres off. Suddenly, there was a piercing squeal from an accompanying hind, followed by several others running swiftly past him. Then Nicholson saw a flash of antler, raised his rifle, settled the scope on his target and squeezed the trigger. The stag fell. He was able to drag the entire animal to where his vehicle was parked. Oh, good times. A great trophy and enough venison to fill the larder into the bargain. Although the scale measurement is fairly small for this type of animal, this magnificent stag carried antlers which epitomised the Chinese configuration and the winter coat, a rich brown with clear spotting. The area where this stag was taken appears to be one of the pockets where this Chinese style is dominant. Although a short muzzle is more typical of the Japanese forms. The carcass weighed 218 pounds and was 41 inches at the shoulder. We know what he's getting at there. Anyway, moving on to Logan R. Frew, the Aimanu Valley, Kaimanawa Rangers, of course, from the year 2000. Make sure you are following the podcast and join us there for the next episode of the 200 Club from The Seeker by D. Bruce Bowell. See you soon. This episode of the Big Game Records, it's number one, The Seeker, volume one, New Zealand Big Game Records series, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association Incorporated. Written by D. Bruce Bowell. Published by Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, New Zealand. The copyright is 1999, D. B. Bowell, updated edition 2009, first published 1999, all rights reserved.